Does anybody know how we should start this episode?
Hi.
Welcome to his company. I'm so glad you guys wanted to have us on your show.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That is so weird.
It's a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for the invite.
We can't wait to talk about zombies and horses and...
Zombies and horses.
Color of the sky.
I don't even know what to do right now. Someone else is introducing our other shows. It's like...
That's very strange.
This is strange. This is scary.
It's like meta. It's the Twilight Zone right now.
I'm be honest. I'm just at a loss right now.
Who knows what's going
to
happen.
Welcome to Game of Owns. We're a podcast.
We are.
Yay. In the fifth dimension.
We have a famous guest here today, everybody.
I know. It's me. I'm so excited to be on.
Oh,
I know you guys have missed me.
We're glad you're back, Selena.
Yeah, big name Swede over here. Never mind.
we have a friend on the show who is near and dear to all of your hearts as listeners, I assume.
And viewers of the television series.
Yeah, that too. But if they're listening, they're listeners.
Yeah.
First.
It's true. And speaking of that, well, I'll get into that a little later on. It's Christian Nairn, everybody.
Yay!
That was the worst introduction ever, but hello.
But the yay's kind of made up for it. Hi.
Oh, it did, yeah.
It's Monday on the program. We're actually recording the same day. I get to edit this episode right when we're done.
You know, we actually say it's Monday. It's for real.
Yeah. It is literally Monday. We have tweets streaming in. Like, literally, they're streaming now. They were going a little bit slower, but now they're streaming in because today it's like, what better thing to do? We were going to take a break for an episode this week and say, we'll put the book on standby and bring someone special in because there's a lot of things happening in regards to Game of Thrones starting back up, filming for season 4. Christian's been traveling around doing a bunch of shit, and it's like, what better thing to do than to make him relive it all on the program for us today?
Of course. A natural thing to do.
So we tweeted hashtag ask Hodor, and so now everyone's asking Hodor things.
They are.
Are you scared? Are you terrified?
To be frank, no, I'm not. Because I'm presuming it's going to be a bunch of ask him to say Hodor, or I just have difficulty learning all his lines. I can see there's going to be a couple of those already. But no, I'm not terrified. I have faith in your lovely listeners.
Well, I see some of these questions already coming in, like you're saying, and also like to asking you to describe the audition process. You've done this for us before, though, when you were on.
During
Hodor Week was a big deal.
It was.
On our podcast. Was it last fall? It was like fall of 20... God, how old are we, guys? Seriously.
I get confused, too.
But no, there are 3 separate Game of Owns episodes with Christian on them during Hodor Week, which was the last time that we held it. And he answers a lot of these questions that we are now getting asked. So if we skip a question, odds are it's probably on one of those original episodes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice. Or we just don't like the question. That's up to Christian.
I want to read the ones we absolutely don't like.
I like all the questions.
Like. Christian, find the worst questions. I want to read those first. The ones you hate.
Well, are we talking about the Twitter ones?
Yeah. The worst ones, like the ones that you would just like, oh, let's not do that. Let's do those right now instead.
Okay. This is a good one. This is from Tom Watson. You should have named yourself Crash Fistfight. It's more intimidating. Sound good? No. No is the short answer to that.
No, that was a question. It's like, I'm going to make a long comment. Sound good? Question?
Nope.
No. Short answers.
Short answers are good.
Here's one from Jordan Smith, Christian. Mm-hmm. Ask Hodor, was it difficult learning those lines? Let's just get it out of the way.
Oh, God. If only I had a knife. I would use it to cut this apple.
I just really...
Yes. Cut a heart into a tree.
We're doing questions on our show Game of Owns right now, but you're with the collection of Selena's intro and the fact that we're doing questions, I am severely confused right now. So I'm just going to go back to drinking this. Like, seriously, it's like...
It is confusing. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
Even for me.
I know. Yeah, I'm thinking for you too, because we're talking about Game of Thrones and it's something that you're on, you know, and it's like, well, what do you think about this? And he's going to be like, well, I think you should... Yo, you should go outside and, you know, like, then it
was. What the fuck is that?
Oh my God, yes. Please do that more.
That was the worst.
Yeah, we should do that more.
But anyway, I apologize, everyone listening. It is a really exciting time because they started filming today. Season 4 began filming today.
Yeah.
And that's cool. So I know that you've been busy. You've been which con were you just at yesterday?
I was at London Film and Comic Con in Earl's Court in London.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh, it was epic. I sat about two paces away from Danny Glover. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, now, what was he doing at Earl's Court?
Weapon, Danny.
What was he doing at Comic Con?
He was, it was Film and Comic Con. I think that's where the difference is. He was basically signing. I think he was meeting the fans, maybe doing some panels.
Okay.
Radagast was also there. Oh. Radagast the Brown, which I was a bit starstruck about. Sylvester McCoy.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually was a really good turnout. It's one of the best I've seen, actually. And also Lena and Peter were there. It was quite a good Game of Thrones turnout too. It was also very hot.
Yeah. Is that extending into next weekend? Or is that done now?
No, it's done. It was this weekend. It's passed.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Is there a next one? What's the sort of the next big one that you think?
Well, my next convention's in Toronto, which is for a thing called Atomic Lollipop, which is half. Yeah,
I'm glad I asked.
That sounds like brilliant.
A dildo.
actually, it does.
It's half a music festival and half a sort of geek con. So there's lots of cosplay, and there's also I'm going to be DJing live on a big stage, I would imagine. So
and dancing as well.
I'm hoping more people will dance. Mm-hmm. And I will facilitate them.
We should all go. We would dance.
I want to go. I don't think I'm gonna be able to, but it'd be a fun trip.
Yeah, you suck.
I wanted to go, but it's like,
yeah, you do.
It's August 1st.
It's August 2nd to 4th, I believe.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be in Toronto, people listening to the show, sneak in if you need to. Go up to the dance. DJ table and ask him to play Gangnam Style, please.
Please do not.
Or what's the new one by Psy? The mother, father, or something? What are...
Gentleman.
Yes, that one.
It's dreadful.
Sorry, Psy.
It's not on my playlist, nor is it on my iPod.
We have a lot of people that are asking on Twitter, and we all know the answer to this because you've tweeted about it, but... A lot of people that are asking what it's going to take to get you to San Diego Comic-Con, which is like the next big, huge Game of Thrones event.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid that the ship has sailed. I had a number of things to do when I...
you're a DJ without a dance floor. It's sad. It's it's kind of like a Ronin, though, a ninja without a master. Just kind of, you can still show up and be in the shadows, and it would be kind of cool and eclectic of its own. You guys not brought up Ronins yet over on Twoiz? Because I think it's pretty cool.
What is a Ronin? What is that?
It's a ninja without a master. About? Or warrior without a master.
Is that possible? Doesn't he have to have a master?
Well, he has to be trained by a master, and I'm pretty sure you're inducted by your master. But if the master dies, like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, when Splinter gets it, or almost gets it.
Spoilers, Eric.
Yeah, sorry. I said almost gets it.
The references are great. For
potentially gets it. Well, anyway. No, but that's a shame. But at the same time, there's always next year, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
That's what I keep saying to myself, too.
I know. As far as San Diego Comic-Con, I think that's all of us.
Yeah, I'm not going this year either.
No.
Have you been before?
I have not been. I have almost been like 7 times. And I always have something... And it sounds really bad because I've wanted to go for the past several years. And you know, there's always been events that I've... Like my friends are doing things or my friends' friends are doing things. It's like, that'd be a great party to go to and enjoy myself at. But then I always have something better to do. But not actually better, but like I have responsibilities now this time. Like I have to go film on the East Coast. So it's like, well, I can't really make a pit stop in San Diego. So
no,
can't
it's go kind to of the wrong one. Direction.
Yeah. So crap.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed. A little bummed not to be going. But as you say, there's always next year. And, you know, I've got plenty of cool things coming up between now and Christmas to keep me occupied.
When do you start filming?
We start filming at the end of August.
Okay.
And funny enough, we got our scripts today.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Exciting.
So I've read 3 of them and I am super excited. That's all I'm going to say. I am more excited than I ever have been before.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm like, you know, it's my ongoing thing.
But scripts, plural, you said.
Yeah.
So they just send you more than one episode. All of the scripts at once. There's no staggering of the writing.
Not for Game of Thrones.
The writing was done months ago. We wrote about this.
I don't really know why this is an issue.
I'm consistently surprised, I guess, just by the writing.
You know what? I'm just really, really glad to hear that you're so excited about it. Cause you know, that was my one gripe with season three was that before it started, everybody was like, this is going to be the best season ever. It's going to be the biggest one. It's why we're doing the show. And you know, I always had that nagging thought, but then season four is happening. Oh,
there's plenty of stuff still to happen.
I think
there's life beyond the Red Wedding.
Oh yes. God, you heard it here first, ladies and folks and gentlemen. God, what's wrong?
And other people.
Yes, Christian, tell them what you told me.
What did I tell you?
Christian said that he was so excited about reading a certain part that he didn't say that he shat himself, but it was very similar to shatting himself.
That's a Game of Thrones exclusive, right?
Yeah,
there.
Which is awesome. that's exciting. Well, it's good to know that, and I've seen it from plenty of the other actors that are active on Twitter that we follow on the Game of Thrones account. Like in general, people are really excited, and that's good news.
Yes.
I haven't read them all yet, and I've already had a moment which involves I had a tear in my eye already, and
that's what I was asking about.
Feeling as well. Amazing. So I'm very pleased with what I've read so far, and every season so far, there's always been a moment for me where I've really been able to get my teeth into it. They've been very good to me that way. Like, even though we weren't in the season three that much, but we still had some really good moments. And they've been very, very careful to always give us some really meaty stuff.
You know, I think that's great. That's one of the things. I mean, we were joking about people sort of asking about, oh, how do you say Hodor? Like the people that do that all the time. But it's so great because they've just managed to find such a great balance, I think, of not overdoing it to the point where another episode, another Hodor, you know, where every time it comes, it still has, people still think it's really epic 3 years in, you know?
I think it's clever. It's clever of HBO to do it that way. Otherwise, it would have been slightly overwhelming, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of it differently.
Yeah, I think it's part of Christian's acting as well. He gives us no two Hodors are alike, you know?
No.
He delivers them differently every time, makes them special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I don't even see it as a word. It doesn't, you know, it's not a word to me. It doesn't feel like a word. It feels more like a reaction. It's more like it's always with a facial expression. It's always with a different emotion. It feels like one unit rather than just a word. It feels like a, I don't know, like a
word. Catchphrase.
Exclamation.
No, not like
you're saying something different every time.
It is an expression. Yeah, it's
an emotional expression.
It's the opposite of a catchphrase.
Yeah, it's an emotional expression. Yeah, that's it, Zach. That's a step up from catchphrase.
It's what it is. It's an emotional expression. You're feeling something inside your character at a certain moment, whether you're happy or whether
it's like you're speaking
fucking
a
lighting.
Different language, you know? Like, yeah, and you're saying whatever it is.
You know, we've never got to talk to you about the scene you did up in the tower.
Yeah.
You know, where you were warged into. Because we talked to you before the season started and you were like, you'd already filmed this shit and you just didn't even tell us. So what the hell?
Yeah, well, that's how it works, dude. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was with David Nutter, who is a superb director. Yeah, I look forward to that scene before it happened and it was a lot of fun to do. I think it looked great on camera. That was in the Red Wedding episode, wasn't it? So I think it was slightly overshadowed.
I mean, still though, what an episode to be on.
Yeah. I was really pleased with how it turned out. It sort of adds a whole new dimension to the Bran Hodor thing. It sort of gives a bit of an answer to the equation. People have been wondering why. What's Bran going to use his powers for?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something quite sinister about it almost, too. Because
yeah, there is.
He took complete control of Hodor and didn't really use his warging power. Again, he just figured out he could use it right then and there, but he didn't necessarily calm Hodor down. He stopped him completely, like utterly shut him down.
Yeah, it was like getting struck by lightning, basically.
Yeah, there was. And so I thought that Hodor was injured by it, and that was very worrisome for me, because it's not just calming someone down to protect yourself. Well, Bran took complete control, and that's very kind of gives him too much power. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I don't think that Hodor particularly likes it.
Right. It just didn't seem like it.
My own point of view. No. Although in real life, I would love that. I think there's tablets you can take to do that.
Yes, there is. We won't talk about them on this show, but they do exist. And if you're a wizard, it's an unbreakable curse. I had to throw that out there.
Wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show. But
that one's over.
Well, there was someone who asked you earlier. I think someone asked you what Hogwarts house you'd be in. I think. Maybe.
At least Zach did now.
I did.
You really want to know, don't you? No, I thought. I'm sure someone did.
Kristen, you got to satisfy this there. No. Westeros house, but also.
There we go.
That's what it was. Well, let me think about this. I don't want to be in Gryffindor because they're idiots.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
not
in
true
Hufflepuff
at all.
Because they're hedgehogs and who cares with them?
Yep.
They're badgers.
Hedgehogs.
Excuse me, Hodor.
Hedgehogs.
They are badgers.
You call me Hodor?
By accident. Yeah. Excuse me, okay. Christian.
Well, you called him a hedgehog, so.
Mr. Yeah. And sir, it is a badger.
Okay, they're both pointless rodents.
hedgehogs actually have points. Oh, no, that's porcupines.
Anyway.
Damn.
Yes, yes,
damn.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Right. What a clever wordplay we have here.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one? An owl or something?
Ravenclaw's an eagle.
Slytherin.
I'm going to go with Slytherin.
Yeah, you know, I can see that.
Because I would definitely want Snape as a house leader. He was fucking epic.
He was pretty epic.
That's true.
I don't remember what the exact question was. What was the exact question?
What house would you be in?
On Twitter, yeah.
I know, but it was like it was worded really well. Here we go. From Andrew McTeer. Ask Hodor, what Westerosian house would you be in if Christian lived in Westeros?
Oh.
If I lived in Westeros, God, there's not really any good choices. So actually, do you know what? I think I would be in House Tyrell.
Yeah.
That's a
good answer. Yeah.
They have it well right now.
That's an interesting choice for me because the men are like overshadowed by the women in House Tyrell, aren't they? The women are like, oh yeah, the men are like lesser.
Well,
than
from
us.
What
we're,
we've
we're
seen,
all that much cooler. So that's
yeah,
cool.
But like, look at who is in charge of goings on. Like, she's a badass.
Oh, she is totally
the Queen of Thorns, and you want her on your side.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'd let her boss me around.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, like, she'd be the only person, as far as I'm concerned. Like, as far as Darth Vader badassery in Westeros, pretty much Tywin Lannister he's the man. But I see the Queen of Thorns as an equal, if not even better than him, and going toe-to-toe with badassery. Yeah. I think she would take him.
I think their incest versus Loras debate last season was really, really great. It was one of those scenes that you just want to watch them over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. She's not easy to get one over on. Yeah, the writing's been epic. I think the writing has been really good in season 3. I knew this was going to be a good season. And from what obviously now I've seen in season 4, it's going to be probably better.
Well, that's good. I know I was really hoping too. You know, I didn't want season 3 to be the pinnacle of where the series was, and then from there everything was just like compared to, you know.
Exactly.
I literally have no idea what's coming next though. I mean, I had no idea in the last off season. But I really have no idea. I mean, the Hound and Arya are in some forest outside of the twins. Hodor and Bran, they're doing
crazy
stuff.
We're off for a skiing holiday.
They're off for a skiing holiday. I have no idea where to go from now. And now we have Christian on the show and he's like, oh, it's so beautiful. I'm crying. And I'm just like, damn it.
Like, how are you going to wait for a year to see this without me telling you?
That's the thing. If you tell me, I will be so disappointed.
I'm contractually obligated not to tell you, you realize?
Well, good. That maybe will help.
However, you could read a fucking book.
We are, just slowly.
Slowly.
Okay. Yeah, very slowly. We're in book 2, so.
Well, what better time than to go to Twitter and ask for another question?
Oh, please.
Or question, that word works too. Here's an honorable mention from Josh A, who says, kind of worried that the answers will consist of one word repeatedly.
Don't be worried.
We can dispel that rumor. We can clearly.
You have other things to be worried about, Josh.
All right, here's one from Andrew Goldie. If there was one location anywhere in the world you could film Game of Thrones, where would it be?
that's a difficult one.
Yep.
I suppose. If I'm thinking about for production value, I'm going to say maybe New Zealand or Alaska. But
there you go.
If it's somewhere I want to go on holidays, is what you're really asking. South Africa, please. So let's move it all to South Africa. Yeah, I think like places like Alaska would be good. Maybe parts of Canada would be awesome for it.
So what you're saying is you'd like to film a snowboarding movie.
Yes. Yeah, like Point Break in the snow.
Exactly. Well, that would work.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
We just, 1 minute ago, got a great question from Ariana Quinones.
Yes.
And they say, this is Ask Hodor, hashtag Ask Hodor. Do you think Rickon is secretly an evil mastermind who will take over Westeros with his League of White Walker minions?
Hell yes.
Wow.
That's the question for Christian.
Listen, don't spoil anything for us, but what can you draw from this question?
I think him and Osha are probably going to start a tribe of cannibal warriors.
Yes.
And overthrow all the kingdoms of Westeros.
I don't know where we are with this so far.
he is a little strange, that child. And as for Rickon, no, I'm joking. No, but I'm actually really going to miss Art and Natalia. If it's like kind of a little family have been split up, it's going to be strange. No, seriously, if it's going to be strange. But obviously, we have the raids to replace them. They're also very nice, but we're kind of with the other guys from the start. It's a little sad.
Well, they kind of did that? Draw out.
I was drinking was a straw. Smoothie.
They kind of did draw out your separation, though, didn't they? Because that was supposed to happen earlier, I think.
Yeah, I think it was more in season two that would have happened. But obviously, the raids would have come in earlier. As well, but
they wanted you guys because it was really good, the scenes that the four of you, even though again there weren't a lot at this season as we might have hoped there would be, but
yeah,
that team I think worked really well, the stuff they set up.
My own personal theory is I know our I can't say what I was gonna say.
Thanks.
Oh no.
Okay, scratch that, record rewind.
So back to Rickon being a cannibal overlord and
back to Art totally destroying his scenes.
Oh my god, yes.
What a great job there in those last episodes.
Yeah, he did really well.
And you were saying that you guys were compacted and you guys have been together since the beginning, and I think it's really funny to look at that from several different perspectives, meaning only two being in actuality in the show. You guys were a family-ish, you were together consistently. But also during filming, year in and year out, I'm kind of thinking of it as like a summer camp where you guys just met up and like those are the guys you hung out with when you filmed. And
that's exactly what it's like. It's like a summer camp. I've never really thought of it in those terms, but that, yeah, like 6 months out of the year or maybe five, yeah, you've got this awesome group of people to hang out with. And yeah, we do hang out afterwards. We go for dinner and stuff and we meet up on our off days and, you know, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And then people leave your little group and other people join. But, you know, it evolves. It is what it is. So we're all a little sad, but oh well.
Did you have a rap party for Michelle Fairley and
Richard Mann?
Yes, sir. I did not. I was not able to make it to the rap party this year, but there was a rap party, yes. Very sad to see them go too. As I say, they've also been around since the first year, so it's going to be kind of weird without seeing them around the hotel and stuff.
And you just keep paddling along.
See, do you know what? I'm so trying not to say something spoilery. You know, it's so difficult.
They're coming back, guys. Zombies. And Christian silence confirms this.
Let's see. Yes, that's happening right along with Rickon being the overlord.
Yeah.
Well, everyone on the internet truly believes, it seems. It's unanimous. The internet has decided that you will end up on the Iron Throne.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where they get this from, to be honest. I'm not going to complain. I would love to, I think there would need to be some substantial character development before he would make a good king.
Quite.
It'll be interesting to see who he really is. Maybe he has a claim to the throne. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe, you know, Dany's going to come back to Westeros. She's going to need a husband. I mean, there are ways.
Strong, silent type.
Yep.
Exactly. I think, Dany wouldn't be his type.
Oh, he would turn her down?
No, I
think Hodor would be more of an Osha type.
Or Brienne.
Brienne,
she's tough.
What, just because
new
she's tall?
Ship,
yes,
everybody.
Because she's tall. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, man.
they could share a really nice dance together.
We could call them Brodor.
Oh, wow.
Dear me.
It's beautiful. Please,
God.
Strike that from the record. Otherwise, everyone on the internet.
Don't tweet that.
Yeah, please don't.
We have another question here from Bergen, who asked us, and we already answered this question, I think it's a good thing to bring up, though. Have you read the books / are you interested in Game of Thrones world personally? And you've said before that you haven't read the books, but you are very interested in the lore.
Yeah, like I tend to be interested in lore and any sort of fantasy I get involved in. It's just that the books are so heavy going. I believe they get easier. It does vex me slightly because it's just my type of thing completely. It's so detailed and rich.
I think it's probably different once you're involved with the process. Like, if you weren't playing Hodor and this show came out, I think you would be more apt to read the books all the way through, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, the way the production's done, it's so real. Everything, you feel like you're almost like you're part of a real story, you know, and you're rooting for your team and stuff. And yeah, it definitely an interesting world to be involved in.
Because I know for us, I mean, I think of just Eric and I, we both want to read, but we have our own limitations that are stopping us from doing that. So it seems like...
What are they?
We can't because of the show. You know this. We're just trucking along.
Because imagine if all of us were like trying really hard not to spoil every time we had a conversation.
Yeah, it would be
that
tough.
Would get boring.
Christian, just read what Zach said. Is we have our own self-imposed limitations on
dear.
Yeah.
But it works. It works. It works. It works. It works. There's good there. And there's other reasons. You know, I mean, sitting down and reading thousands of pages of books is not my idea of spending free time. But
I have to argue against that, though. That sounds awesome. Like, these books are good and they're great to read. Like, I don't.
No, they really are.
I personally don't follow the flag of, oh, they're just too long. I can't get into it. You know what I mean? Like, I just. If they're good, yeah. The fact that they're longer is only better news. You know,
that's true.
Like, that's more to read. That's awesome.
You just have to be interested in all the background stuff, because that's the thing. If you go into it being like, oh, I just want to see what happens, who gets on the Iron Throne. I mean, that's not the way you want to get into it.
Disappointment.
Exactly. Like you have to care about all the Aemons and Aegons and all of those random Targaryens that you hear about all the time and everything like that. You know.
Yeah.
Which is really, really awesome, because it's like an entire universe. It's like reading the history books of an entire universe of a world, and you're just learning everything about that ever happened in that world. Like the
there's such huge capacity for like conspiracy theories amongst all the small characters as well, and everyone loves conspiracy theories and
it's like
and
real
fantasy
life.
And real life. Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, nobody knows who's just gonna rise up and invite somebody to dinner and then slaughter them. out of nowhere.
Well, it wasn't really out of nowhere, in fairness.
Yeah, it was.
No, that was out of somewhere, I suppose. That's true.
There was a bit of a glove slap to the face there.
It was out of somewhere. Safe to say it was out of somewhere.
Love sentences that start with "in fairness to Walder Frey."
Yeah.
In fairness.
It's going to go over well.
But we were just talking about living in very interesting worlds. We got a Twitter comment I wanted to read here on that subject. Kendra says, to you, Christian, and also to us, Game of Owns, my job consists of looking at pictures of dead and beat up people, and your shows, meaning both Game of Owns and To His Company, are a glimmer of sunshine. Thank you.
Oh
wow. Where is this?
This is just to us. There's two tweets from Kendra roughly
That's
one
awesome.
Hour ago that says this.
Well,
so that
you.
Must be a very interesting job. But also a bit of a downer.
Indeed.
As they say.
They do
There's
say that.
Comments they got to me are the reason why I want to do podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, absolutely.
It makes you feel good that you can sort of be a little flicker of a little bit of fun in someone's day. You know what I mean? That's important to me.
The best part about it is we're literally not going through any higher power. It is just us. So like today, for example, to those of you guys listening, we got on Skype. We cracked a few jokes about stuff. I think I talked about what I was drinking. I think Selena had like connection problems for like the first 45 seconds. Eric was a little bit late, but hey, we're here and we're recording, and that's all it takes. Now it gets to go to you, and you hear everything. So that's
cool. I would like to add that I was perfectly on time, ready to go.
Yeah,
no issues.
you dictated the time, sir. You were just saying about being a flicker of fun. We have a question from Deanna Croissant or something, who says, maybe she's French. Diana says, Christian,
called croissant in French.
Croissant.
Christian, are you planning on putting out an album?
Not at present. Well, you know, I am working on music at the minute. It's not connected to Game of Thrones in any single way. There's no connection whatsoever, but I am working on music at the minute, because obviously I've done it since I was a small child, and I had it on the back burner for a while, but the same as people have been beginning to get rather interested in it again. So it's sort of a case of strike while the iron is hot.
For those of you listening, Christian will be beginning his career as a solo glockenspielist very soon. So look out for that album. That's going to be really good.
I think he could go one or two levels more obscure than the Glockenspiel.
Like the timpani, the kettle drums.
Like, yeah, musical saw, perhaps. What's what is it?
Guitar.
Dulcimer, where it's the stringed instrument that's
the dulcimer.
Like dulcimer, like it's on a washboard. I think that's what it is. But still, you know, that's cool.
I love that.
It's a great instrument.
Very vivid thoughts here.
Yes.
Thank you for suggesting this quest for obscure instruments, but it's not really what I'm aiming for. But you know, you never know. On a bored day, I might take up the quest. But no, it will be a dance music record, I would say. Maybe some.
See, but that sounds like it would be perfectly aligned with your goal to make people have fun.
Yeah, well, it's obviously a DJ as well, and that's really, you're not going to be much of a DJ if you don't like to see people enjoy themselves, because
it's true.
Playing various remixes of the funeral march isn't really going to fill a nightclub.
Well, unless there's free cover, then it might still fill the nightclub.
An open bar.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking about that even in a, you know, I guess a funeral dance, there'd be people trying to crash it. Have you ever crashed a party, Christian, in your life? This is a brand new question coming straight from me.
Truly,
you ever crashed anybody's
never
party?
Crashed a party? No.
No,
okay. I was never really a big party goer, to be honest.
Okay.
Most of my partying would have been done in clubs.
Have you ever crashed into anyone's club?
Crashed into anyone's club.
All right, let me try this again. Have you ever crashed into anyone's carrot field? There we go.
Yes, I have. funny you should say that.
Good. Well, just in case you guys don't listen to this other program that we make, we told a story a few episodes ago about Christian crashing into a carrot field, and he did do that recently.
I have to say, it wasn't solely a carrot field. It was via a concrete pillar and a telegraph pole.
Yeah. So. And there was turnips, too, somewhere on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we could go to Twitter and we could get a few more questions. But I'm going to be honest with you. Our last question from Lehewis pretty much sums all of them up. And let me try this really quick. At Game of Owns, at Christian Aaron, how many languages can you say Hodor in? And that wraps up our questions today.
I fucking hate you.
So, yeah.
I just want to go back to what Zach just said here. Zach, who was that last question from?
Lab Howies.
That is Louise in Irish.
Are you sure?
Only time or tabuaim, however the Irish say it, will tell.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I think I have a bigger question. When are we going to get to be into his company?
Whenever we can make more episodes and not miss weeks.
The day
when we are rooting around our cupboards for guests and all we have is two pieces of dried up pasta.
Good to know we're your alternates. That makes us feel so good. No, I'm excited. I've been keeping up with To His Company. It's a really, really fun show to listen to for anybody who needs, what was it, a slice of fun or whatever
advice as well. We like to give people some advice, which after listening to this show might sound a bit rich for me, but it tends to work out. It's a good show. We've got some great listeners and people like to share their problems with us, and it's a joy to help them.
We don't talk about Game of Thrones, though.
We pointedly try not to.
If anyone asks us about Game of Thrones, which happens constantly, it goes into this label in our email inbox, and it's called shit. And that's actually true.
I would like to say that Zach created that. I did not have anything to do with that.
We can assure you that the Game of Owns email inbox does not have a label named shit. Or especially, yes, for Game of Thrones related messages. And if you should wish to send us any of them, we would be happy to receive them. Our email address is contact@gameofowns.com.
Had no idea. Like, when we were putting the show together, I had no idea. Like, so someone tweeted us, it's like having both of the shows at once. I seriously did not plan this. And now I'm just like, because I was just thinking, like, let's have Christian on our show. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a little strange. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I didn't expect any of this to happen. But as Eric was just mentioning, and I do remember how to do this, we have a Twitter account. It is called twitter.com/GameOfOwns. That is where many of you have been tweeting recently questions for Christian to #AskHodor. But in the future, we will be collecting your ohms for the chapters approaching. If you're following along with us, then you may know where we are. And if you don't, go to one of our more recent posts and you will see. but we would like those owns because when we have those owns, they get read on the show and we all get to laugh and have a great time.
And the next two chapters this week for which we are asking your owns are Arya and Davos.
Davos.
Doubles.
You can also go to hypable.com, which is hypable.com, where we will keep you updated on all the latest Game of Thrones news and other news.
True.
The end of plug.
Please Speaking of news,
please tell us.
I've just read the strangest two headlines. This is on the BBC News site. Freddie Mercury, Norwich Go-Go Gorilla, and Copyright Row.
Yep, okay. Okay. So far.
Salmon says flag was in wife's bag. Real stories
Good
on the BBC News site.
Good to know.
Well, yeah. Christian, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Game of Owns. What a Monday it has been.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for having me.
We look forward to speaking to you once filming has concluded.
Concluded.
Yeah, have fun, like, making the show we all love and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
I will try my best.
I am Eric Skull.
I'm Zach Louie.
I'm Selena Wilkin.
Christian, could we have a final, if you could just say a final last words or word to our listeners before we leave you for several months?
That's a leading question. Objection, Zach. Objection. Knock, knock, knock.
Be cool to each other.
You're nobody's fool, Christian. You're nobody's fool.
Nobody's fool.